and for a period of rest. Angel Mine was buying no sealed packages, and gave me an exhaustive cross-examination into my smuggling career that showed she had more than a passing knowledge of the field herself. I had, of course, no trouble answering her questions, since in my day I have turned many a mega-credit in this illegal fashion. The only thing I was afraid of was making it too good. So I described a career of a successful but still young and not too professional operator. All the time I was talking, I tried to live the role and believe everything I said. This was a crucial time when I must let drop no hints or mannerisms that might bring Slippery Jim DeGrizz to her mind. I had to be the local punk who had made good and was still on my way up in the universe. Mind you, our talk was of course all most casual, and carried on in an atmosphere of passing drinks and lighting cigarettes, all designed to relax me enough to make a few slips. I did, of course, slipping in a lie or two about my successes that she would catch and credit to boyish enthusiasm. When the chit-chat slowed, I tried a question of my own. "Would you mind telling me what a local family named Radabrecken has to do with you?" "What makes you ask?" she said so calm and coolly. "Your smiling friend, Cassator Erdenrunt, asked me about them before we came here. I told him I knew nothing. What's their connection with you?" "They want to kill me," she said. "That would be a shame, and a waste," I told her with my best come-hither grin. She ignored it. "What can I do about it?" I asked, going back to business, since she didn't seem interested in my masculine attractions. "I want you to be my bodyguard," she said. And when I smiled and opened my mouth to speak, she went on, "And please spare me any remarks about how it is a body you would like to guard. I get enough of that from Cassator." All I wanted to say was that I accepted the position, which was a big lie, because I had had some such phrase in mind. It was hard to stay ahead of Angelina, and I mustn't relax for an instant, I reminded myself again. "Just tell me more about the people who are out to kill you." "It seems that Count Erdenrunt was married," Angelicious said, toying with her glass in a simple, girlish way. "His wife committed suicide in a very stupid and compromising manner. Her family, who are of course the Radabrecken, think I killed her, and want to revenge her supposed murder by killing me in turn. Apparently, in this lost corner of Freiburg, the vendetta still has meaning, and this family of rich morons still subscribe to it." All at once, the picture was getting clearer. Count Erdenrunt, a born opportunist, aided his noble fortunes by marrying the daughter of this family. This must have worked well enough until Angelina came along. Then the extra wife was in the way, and ignorant of this charming local custom of revenge-killing, Angelina had removed a stumbling stone. Something had gone wrong. Probably the Count had bungled from the look of the man, and now the vendetta was on. And my angel wanted me to interpose my frail flesh between her and the killers. Apparently she was finding this retarded planet more than she had bargained for. Now was the time for me to be bold. "Was it suicide?" I asked. "Or did you kill her?" "Yes, I killed her," she said. The sparring was over, and all our cards were on the table. The decision was up to me.